Hi, this is Alonzo, and I am back with episode 204 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? Now, I'm going to call this episode the year-end sale. We're going to try to wrap it up and roll out of 2017. I wish I could say I'm going to cover everything that happened, but that's absolutely impossible. So I went by memory, I did some notes, I did some looking, some of the major stories, etc., etc. I'm sure there's some things I'm going to leave out that you think are major, and good for you. You're paying attention. You're listening to the podcast. I appreciate you. So I'm going to start with the tax plan, only because I didn't do a podcast when this came out. The best description I have seen of this new tax plan comes from the Daily Beast, a writer named David Rothkopf, and he simply called it the greatest long con in history. Maybe it's not the greatest in history, but it's the best in a while. Now, the long con, for those who don't know, haven't been conned, don't watch movies, is when you set it up and you just slowly gain the trust of somebody, and then, you know, you kind of misdirect them on this or that, and then finally you take their money. And by the time you leave with the con, you've been working them so long, they don't even know they got ripped off. And that is pretty much exactly what this tax bill has. So it started with get them riled up, right? Get the middle class riled up. Get middle class white America riled up. Tell them the problem. The problem is those black people who are killing cops and those brown people sneaking over the border and those women who just won't get in line. They want abortions and rights, and every right that someone else gets is taken away from you. You're a white middle class or a lower middle class working man, and the reason you don't have anything, no, it's not because the corporation sent your jobs to China and Hong Kong. It's not because your unions and benefits were destroyed over a period in the 70s and especially in the 80s. It has nothing to do with that. It's not because your CEO makes 300 times the money you make and makes more money by laying your stupid ass off. No. See, you lost because the brown man is taking your jobs. You did have a job picking fruit or plucking chickens, right? That was no. But see, get you riled up, right? So that's the long, that's the start. And that's the bait and switch, because they told you that the problem is over here, and while you're looking over here, they swap something over there. Then you gotta cook the books. You gotta change the numbers. So you gotta make them think that this tax cut, this is for the middle class. This is for the middle class. This is going to save you some money. Really? Is it going to save you money? Because 83% of the tax cuts go to the top 1%. Now, let's talk about this top 1%, because this con goes back to the Reagan era. Back in the Reagan era, one of the brilliant things they did was convince 50% of the population that they were in the top 5% of income. Think about that for a minute. Now, if you think you're in the top 5%, you're going to support tax cuts for the top 5%, or now they call it the 1%. You're not actually in it. Your little $50,000 a year doesn't really compare to the $20 million a year they're making, but it's just the same. And you'd be making $51,000 a year if it wasn't for those brown people. So you got that going on. So you scare them, right, with the brown people, and you run the bait and switch on them, and then you cook the books. Next thing you know, they're supporting tax cuts for the rich. Is the con over? No, because see, here's the thing. You got to pay for it, right? Now, this tax cut is going to cost trillions of dollars over the years. So how do you pay for it? Well, you cut those entitlement programs. You see, they got you believing that Social Security is an entitlement program. I know you've been paying into it all your life, but it's an entitlement. And Paul Ryan would know, because that entitlement program paid for his college education. Oh, and then we have the death tax. You remember the old death tax scam? Hey, listen, you built the family business. You own a gas station. You own a grocery store. You have a farm, and you don't want the evil government taking it away. Well, guess what? That's never happened, okay? Look it up. It's never happened. No one's ever lost a small business. The death tax, the estate tax, we're talking about estates worth 5.9 million individually, or 11 million to two people. Do you have an $11 million house? Probably not. If you do, you're probably not listening to me. So I'm pretty sure you don't. But now that's gone. That saves millions, if not billions, in taxes to these families, right? In the 1%. Not only that, it ensures that they stay at the top because that family wealth never goes away. It's never taxed, etc. You know who's not happy about that? You know who's in the... How about Disney, okay? How about Abigail Disney, granddaughter of Walt Disney? Now, you want to talk about inherited wealth. She's a Disney. And she can't... She said that she talked about this. She said that this is a very fat tax cut for her on income she did not do anything to earn. She said, this bill will give me a tax cut while killing health insurance for 13 million people. It allows me to pass $20 million to my children tax-free. And the private jets, they get a tax cut too. So this woman is what we call woke. It's what the young people call woke. This is a woman who cares. It's a woman who realizes she inherited so much wealth that taxes wouldn't make any difference, but she's going to benefit from this tax cut. You know who else is woke and we love him? We love him. Basketball coach Greg Popovich, the coach of San Antonio Spurs, who broke it down real, just simple, as he always does. He was asked about charities and contributing. This was his response. Pop, which is what they call Popovich, after being asked why it's important for anyone to contribute to charities, because we are rich as hell and we don't need it all and other people need it. And you're an ass if you don't give it. Pretty simple. And that's all it is. That's all it is. You got plenty, help somebody with less. That's all. But no, you got plenty, you're going to help people with plenty. Oh, and they brought back trickle down. Yeah, I think people are still waiting for that trickle down from the 80s, from the Reagan era. I don't think that trickle has flowed yet. They've been pissed on, but I don't know if they've been trickled on. So, as you may have guessed, I'm kind of against this tax cut, but it's done. They pulled it off. And some, Trevor Noah said this on The Daily Show, and he may have been right. This may have been the whole plan. This may have been the whole plan to get Donald Trump in office so that they could run this tax cut, get this tax cut done. And now they may get rid of him. You know, there's a lot about him they don't like. When I say they, I mean, you know, Congress and businessmen and Wall Street, et cetera, et cetera. So they may be, all right, we got the tax cut done. Now let's get rid of him. Who knows? Time will tell. Speaking of getting rid of, while we were gone, while I was away, Omarosa got fired. From what? We're not sure, because we don't really know what she did. She was representing black people in the White House. Yeah, I know. Okay, full disclosure, I know the woman on an individual basis. I think she's very intelligent, and she knows how to work the system. This is just my opinion. Her whole world is her branding. It's all about Omarosa. She didn't hear herself get fired. She didn't hear any of the negative talk. She didn't hear Robin Roberts deliver the greatest by Felicia of all time. What she heard was, I got a multi-million-dollar book deal coming. More and more about me. Keep talking about me. Put me in a news cycle. Talk about me. So I just did my part. I talked about her. Finally, and this is a quick one. Ooh, is it final? I don't even know if it's final. It might be fake news. Another term from 2017 I'm going to get to later. But apparently, there are some words that the CDC is not supposed to be using, okay? They told the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, they sent a mandate to no longer use certain words in the reports or in anything they write. And, now they say it is a mischaracterization, which doesn't mean that it's not true. It means it's a I don't even know what the hell mischaracterization means. It's not on the list of words you can't use. Here are the list of the words you can't use. They don't want you using that word diversity. They don't want you using that word entitlement, which is interesting because they use it a lot. They surely don't want you to use this word combination, evidence-based. They don't want you using fetus. They don't want you using science-based. None of this evidence-based stuff or science-based stuff. I bet religious-based is okay. You can't use the word transgender and you can't use the word vulnerable. Okay, you got that, folks? If you're with the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, if you are a scientist studying diseases, studying human behavior, studying whatever, we don't want to hear about your diversity. We don't want to hear about your entitlements. We damn sure don't want to hear anything that's evidence-based. We don't want to hear about your fetus. We don't want to hear any science-based noise. We don't want to hear about your transgender, and we don't want to hear vulnerable. Why? Because we've been talking to Jesus. Sorry, Jesus, I don't even mean to blame you. I can't even lump you in with these idiots. But read 1984. Just read 1984. Get rid of the words. Get rid of the thought. Okay? They don't want you thinking about climate change or science or whatever. Get rid of the words. You get rid of the words, you get rid of the thought. 1984. We're living it. Okay. 2017. The first year of the Trump administration, kicked off by the greatest inauguration in history. The biggest inauguration ever. The biggest crowd ever to see a president who was elected by the biggest landslide in history. In other words, we started off with a couple of whoppers. Amazing lies. I mean, what are you going to believe? What he says or that picture in front of you of an empty National Mall? We all saw it, but we didn't see it. You know why? Because it was fake news. Another new term for 2017. And who told us the lie? Sean Spicer. You remember Sean Spicer. Sean Spicer he had to lie so much, it ate him up from the inside. Sean Spicer's short-lived career as a White House press spokesman ended with him hiding in the bushes behind the White House trying to avoid questions. He was replaced very briefly by the Mooch. Remember the Mooch? Scaramucci. Scaramucci was this, like, if you had to draw a characterization of some gangster character from New York, you couldn't have nailed it better. From the hair, to the suits, to the speech pattern, to everything else. You couldn't have nailed it better. Short-lived career ended when he told Steve Bannon to suck his own cock. See, you're just not supposed to do that when you're the White House spokesman. So the job now belongs to Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And as we know, Sarah Huckabee Sanders can tell any lie you want with a straight face. She can act insulted. She's got it down. I don't know if it's a deal with the devil or if she's just a horrible person, but she seems very comfortable lying to the public. Did I say lying? Maybe it's not lying. Maybe it's just alternative facts. Another new term for 2017, Kellyanne Conway. We all know Kellyanne Conway. We love Kellyanne Conway. Do yourself a favor. Google this picture that someone put online. It was the faces of meth addiction. It was pictures of Tommy Loren going to Ann Coulter, ending with Kellyanne Conway. I'm just saying, pretty accurate. And Kellyanne needs to study that meth addiction because, you know, she's now in charge of the White House, I don't know, help position, whatever. Everything's vague with the White House, but she's going to help us with the opioid crisis. You know what that means? We're going to have some alternative statistics. That's how you solve a drug problem. You don't have to actually help these drug addicts. Just come up with alternative statistics. So Kellyanne Conway gave us the term alternative facts. High school students have been looking for this since the dawn of time. How easy would high school be if you went to the teacher like she's like, you're wrong. I'm sorry, teacher. I was just using alternative facts for my report. So according to me, I'm right. That's what this White House, that's what this administration has become. You can actually just say, well, according to me, I'm right. I mean, Donald Trump does it all the time whenever he tells you he's the greatest, something's the best, it's the biggest ever, or that he has hands like a normal adult male. You name it, he lies about it. But that's all he has to do. When we had Roy Moore, what a great story that was. What a great, let's talk about making America great again. What could make America greater than the fact that Alabama nominated a racist, homophobic pedophile for the Senate, and we were all shocked that he lost? Is that making America great again or what? I think it's great. I think it's hilarious that we were shocked. It's great that he lost. Who knows? I know I'm jumping around, but it's been a long year. We got a lot of shit to cover. I'm doing my best. I mentioned Bannon. Bannon was the White House chief strategist. Again, is that a real job or is that a made up position? I don't know. But he was in charge of strategy until he was fired and he's no longer in charge of strategy. Also, he could do a lot more for the alt-right and racism and white supremacy from his position at Breitbart versus his position in the White House. You know, because white supremacy, it was big this summer. You remember, we had a summer of white supremacy marches. They were going to save the Confederacy. We brought back debates about the Civil War. One person even quoted that this tearing down of Confederate statues was the most divisive thing in the country in history. I wish I could say who that quote was. He said it was the most divisive thing in history, except the Civil War was the most divisive thing in American history because it was a war between the states to divide the country. See, that would be more divisive than fighting over statues of people who fought in the war to separate the country. That's probably on the list of shit I'm not supposed to say. So we remember Charlottesville, Virginia, white supremacist march, one person killed by a person driving into a crowd, et cetera, et cetera. And Donald Trump put us all at ease when he said, there are good people on both sides. There are good people on both. See, on one side, you have people who believe in equal rights and diversity and humanity and things like that. Words are not on the list. And on the other side, you have Nazis. Yeah, so that's pretty equal. You know who doesn't believe that? Germany, where they had Nazis. There is no statue in Germany of Adolf Hitler that says, almost, we could have pulled it off. There's nobody in the German government saying, you know, those Nazis, they weren't all bad. There were good people on that side. So we spent all summer dealing with that hateful, horrible ignorance, which is all part of the long con. Remember, the long con. Hurricanes. Yeah, we got hurricanes. We got hurricanes. And these weren't the old-fashioned American kill the gay people hurricanes. These hurricanes hit the red states. These hurricanes hit places like Texas and little rain and up in Alabama and Florida. And we had some terrible, terrible hurricanes. Ultimately, Hurricane Maria, which just destroyed Puerto Rico. And Puerto Rico is going to be rebuilding for a while. But you know what Puerto Rico has? The most badass mayor in America. Remember her? We love her. Huh? You remember Carmen Cruz? Straight up called out Trump. Straight up called him a liar. Said he didn't care. Said he wasn't sending enough help, etc., etc., etc. They had to remind people that Puerto Rico is part of the United States. There were like boats that were blocked from going, and it just a horrible situation. That fake power company out of Montana that was supposed to help rebuild, but she was like, I ain't having it. So kudos to Madam Cruz, Ms. Cruz. I'm not sure how you address a mayor. She's badass. She stood up for her people. San Juan is slowly being rebuilt. Puerto Rico is slowly being rebuilt. Tragic losses of life. And not just Puerto Rico, so many Caribbean islands, some of my favorites, you know, the Saints, St. Thomas and St. Martin. And people devastated in the United States. I mean, I joke about the red states, but it was horrible. People in Texas and Florida and, you know, losing their homes, et cetera, et cetera. That's always horrible. The part I don't like is the politicizing. Let's not politicize it, but we're not going to give money to the Puerto Ricans because they're other. It's bullshit. Guns? We had guns. It's America. 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 So we had guns. We had our mass shootings, you know, church in Texas, concert in Las Vegas, few random schools, et cetera, et cetera. And we did nothing. Thoughts and prayers. You get your thoughts and prayers. Did you get some thoughts and prayers? Did you get any thoughts and prayers? We learned a new term, the bump stop. The bump stop can be attached to a semi-automatic rifle to increase the rate of fire so you can kill more people faster. You would think that would be illegal. No. Not only is it not illegal, they all jumped up and said, we're going to make that illegal, and they haven't made it illegal. So there'll be more mass shootings because this is America, and You know, if a good guy with a gun could stop a bad guy with a gun, except no, it doesn't work that way. The bad guys with the guns keep killing everybody. And they said, well, if more people carried their guns to church, they wouldn't have the church shooting. So a man in Tennessee brought his gun to church and he showed everybody, I brought my gun to church. And then he accidentally shot his wife in church. Wish I could make that up. It's what making America great again. Got to be sacrifices. God, this goes on and on and on. Do we ever learn? The answer, no. So we had a beautiful summer of racism. White supremacist marches. They march pretty much wherever you had Confederate statues. Tennessee passed a stupid law that you can't take down Confederate statues. So the smart people, progressive people of Tennessee, simply sold the public parks to private people and then tore down the statues because now it was private. And that's great because that's that Republican strategy of privatizing public lands. For instance, the Arctic Refuge in Alaska, you can now drill for oil on it. That was part of the tax plan because it has to do with taxes somehow. They slipped that in, and national parks in Utah and in the West, et cetera, will no longer be protected from miners and this and that. So they love to do that. So people in Tennessee were like, well, we're going to take a public park and we're going to sell it to private enterprise and then change it. And they were like, you can't. Oh, wait, you can't. But damn it. We'll have to work on that. So the summer of white supremacy and marches and Confederate statues and ever started to get a little cold, started to get a little chilly out. You can't really march when it's cold. People don't show up for the march. So they shifted to sexual harassment, an indoor sport. This fall into winter, the amount of men being taken down with sexual assault, sexual harassment, allegations, stories, etc., etc. It's going on and on. Obviously, the big names. And this is the thing I love about this. Like, we are a partisan nation, okay? You name it, we separate on it. Whether it be healthcare, there's, you know, a left or right, a Democrat-Republican thing. Guns, left-right, Democrat versus Republican. Education, you know, you have the right wing saying, we got Betsy DeVos, so there'll be no education. And on and on and on. You name it, there's a separation until we get to raping the intern. Then we all just get along. And when I say we, I say horrible men. But this is the one time where you have Harvey Weinstein, liberal Democrat Hollywood elite, on the same page as Roger Ailes, the head of Fox News. This is where you have Matt Lauer on the same page as Bill O'Reilly. And on and on and on. It crosses all lines. Political entertainment, you know, you have Louis C.K., you have Kevin Spacey involved in the music world, you had Russell Simmons, and on and on and on, and just waving their dicks at women, attempting to rape women, jerking off in front of women, using their power to silence women, to, you know, et cetera. Etc., etc. It started a movement called Me Too, hashtag Me Too. And women just posted these stories and things that they've been through. And it is much more widespread than any man knows. Women have dealt with it as part of life. It's kind of like racism for black and brown people, where you just accept it. You knew it was there. And everyone tells you it's in your imagination, but you know it's real. And you get, you know, I imagine, and I can't speak for women on this one, but I imagine for some of them, you just get tired of talking about it. You get tired of fighting the tide. You deal with it on a day-to-day basis, you know. But anyway, lots of powerful men have been brought down, have lost their jobs. They've exposed millions of dollars paid off in hush money, et cetera, et cetera. It just goes on. Interesting thing to me about the Me Too movement, unlike Black Lives Matter, it hasn't been attacked. They haven't responded to the Me Too movement by talking about woman-on-woman crime. Or they haven't said that, well, you know, there are some good men out there, the way there are good cops out there. And they just accidentally killed some black person, blah, blah, blah. Listen, I am not discounting the Me Too movement. There are going to be some men who are caught up in, I don't know, a vagueness of allegations, or, you know, maybe there'll be some false allegations. I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and judge. There are people saying that these men are getting judged too quick. And the thing I've heard that I kind of agree with is that, well, I'm sorry, but you know, so many women have put up with this shit so long that if a couple of guys get caught up in mistaken or wrong allegations, yeah, that's just a price you're going to have to pay, because that pendulum has swung. The pendulum swung from Mad Men, where, you know, a time when men could treat women any way they want and made women totally sexual and harassed them and blah, 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 fucked them at the office and fired them if they didn't fuck in the casting couch and blah, blah, blah. And now the pendulum swung to men get accused for doing whatever. And eventually the pendulum will swing back to the middle, but hopefully we as a people will be more enlightened. I hope. That's a long stretch, but it could happen. I don't like that Al Franken resigned. I don't like that the Democrats in the Senate turned on Al Franken. But I think the Democrats don't know how to win elections. Now, this is something completely separate. This is a matter of that majority in the Senate. You turned on Al Franken. You turned on one of the best Democratic senators there was, a guy who knew how to question nominees, et cetera. See, that's what I would love watching him do that. And I'm going to get to that in a minute. But the Democrats turned on him and they got rid of Al Franken. Was Al Franken guilty? I don't know. Personally, I think Al Franken was a comic who did some things that he thought were funny at the time. That's what I think. You know, the picture of him faking grabbing Leanne Tweeden's boobs through a flak vest. I have worn a flak vest. There's metal plates in the front of a flak vest. You ain't getting no boobs. I think it was bad judgment. I think he could have come out and said, you know, I made some bad judgment. I made some mistakes. I was younger. I was, you know, in the comedy world. It was horrible, blah, blah, blah. I don't think he needed to resign. But again, that's just my opinion, and I could be totally wrong. Morality? You really think morality is going to work? To the leaders of the Democratic Party, do you think in the midterm elections you're going to sit on morality? Evangelical Christians support Donald Trump. Donald Trump has been grabbing women by the pussy. Donald Trump, I think there's at least 16 sexual harassment allegations. There's been hush money paid, blah, 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 blah. The Republican Party supported Roy Moore. Okay, Roy Moore used to hang out in the mall and try to pick up teenage girls. Did the Democrats really think they're going to run on morality by sacrificing Al Franken? I guess time will tell. I don't think so. But good for the Me Too movement, and good for truth coming out, and good for the women being respected for all the shit they've had to put up with for so long. Guys, if she wants to see your dick, she'll let you know. Indictments. Mueller, the special prosecutor, has gotten Flynn, Manafort, Gates, Papadopoulos. He's got the national security advisor, Trump's campaign chairman, et cetera, et cetera. They all talk to Russians. His son-in-law talked to Russia. Everybody's talking to Russians. He didn't know. Him and Pence didn't know. How does the head of your campaign talk to Russians and you don't know? That's bullshit. We know it's bullshit. But now, because of emails, don't you love emails? It's always about emails. It's all about, but Donna Brazile brought up emails and Hillary the week of the indictment, because Democrats like to shoot themselves in the foot. But anyway, apparently some FBI agents or investigators illegally, wrongly found some emails, and that's why they should fire Mueller. I don't know if they're going to fire Mueller. Mueller is a badass. Mueller is a dog with the scent, you know, and he's going after it. And we'll see who gets indicted. Again, this may be one of those things where now that they've got the tax cut done, which is what they really wanted to do. Although, you know, Paul Ryan always wants to destroy Social Security. It's just like a personal thing with him. So they might keep Trump around to do that. But this may be, now they may just say, no, we're not going to fire Mueller. We're going to let him bring down this whole administration and then put Pence in office, which, let me talk about that in 2018. Don't make me go there now. We'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see who gets indicted. We'll see what happens with justice. Problem with justice is you got to go before a judge. And Donald Trump has been nominating incompetent judges at a record pace. The best is you have to look at the questioning of Matthew Peterson. Matthew Peterson was in front of the Senate confirmation and knew nothing about the law. Have you ever worked at a trial, civil, criminal, or no? Do you know these rules of evidence? No. Are you familiar with no? Have you ever watched Judge Judy? I don't think this son of a bitch ever watched Judge Judy. I know he never saw an episode of Law and Order, because then he would have known something. You just wanted to hear the toot, doom, doom, and then kick him out. But anyway, these are the judges. And this, again, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I think this is going to be the worst long-term effect of the Trump presidency. These federal judges who are conservative, who are racist, who are incompetent, who are have an agenda, who are anti-woman, anti-abortion, et cetera, appointed for life. Appointed for life. Yeah, yeah. And you didn't want to vote for Hillary because of the emails, because of Bernie. Nice going, Democrats. Shot yourselves. Didn't shoot yourself in the foot. You cut your damn legs off. Okay, there's so much more this year. North Korea, the attack on healthcare, the wildfires here in California, climate change. Oh, speaking of California, I will say this about the tax cut. Interesting, you know, as a bonus in this tax cut bill, they screw in the blue states, right? New York and California really getting screwed because they're going to limit property tax deductions, and these are the states with the highest property values, and they're going to limit state income tax deductions. So to the California Republicans, especially rich people in Orange County, this was a long con. So he convinced you the Mexicans were coming. Got to build a wall. Mexicans are coming. And he cashed in on your hate of Mexicans, and now you're going to get screwed by the tax bill. Way to go. I kind of enjoy that. Why should I enjoy it? I'm getting screwed by the tax bill. And no, I am not rich. People think I'm rich because I'm in entertainment. No, I do all right. But my accountant told me, yep, your taxes is going up. So it is what it is. I wish my taxes were going up to help education, but we have Betsy DeVos. It's all part of the common good. Someone tell that to Ann Coulter, who tweeted, why should she have to pay more taxes when she's lonely and sad and depressed and you have a family and the joy of children? Because it's for the common good, Anne, and the common good would be served by you going away. Was there any good news in 2017? Yes, there were some great things in 2017, some things I loved in 2017, in no particular order. The movie Wonder Woman, great movie. DC Comics finally had a hit. Good for them. Great job. Aaron Judge, my favorite sports cheer of the year, when Aaron Judge, super rookie home run hitter for the Yankees, would get in the batter's box and they just start saying, all rise. That is the greatest slogan to have, all rise. I love the Aaron Judge story. Meghan Markle is getting married to Prince Harry. Meghan Markle's a black woman, okay? You can try to deny it, but Meghan Markle's a sister. Well, she got a lot of sister in her. So we're going to have a black princess in Buckingham Palace. Jay-Z, 444, great. Jay's back, killed it, great record. Star Wars, great movie. Beyonce had twins. Michael Che has become the head writer for Saturday Night Live. Michael Che has been killing it for years on Weekend Update. He's the first black head writer of Saturday Night Live. I met him this summer at Montreal. Kudos to him. He's fantastic. He's doing a great job. And Saturday Night Live has been doing a great job. Stephen Colbert been doing a great job, just nailing the Trump administration, staying on top of it. And don't think comedy's easy under this administration, because you have to try to be funnier than reality, which ain't easy. My favorite story, again, I'm getting personal, Tiffany Haddish. America, you met Tiffany Haddish. You saw a girl trip. I've known Tiff for, I don't know, over 10 years. I've watched her grow up at the Laugh Factory. She started there when she was a kid at the Laugh Factory summer camp. She is now a movie star. The woman is as funny as can be. We love her, and I'm very happy for her. Has she changed? I'd ask her, you know, when she was next to me at the Laugh Factory on Thanksgiving and Christmas, serving food and doing shows for the homeless. Tiff ain't changed. Tiff is a beautiful person, and I love her, so I'm happy for her. And I'm happy for you. You have survived 2017. You've supported me. You've listened to me. You've come out and see me live. I love you and thank you for it. I appreciate it. Who's paying attention? You are. We will not stop. Listen, we will survive the Trump administration. And by we, I mean people who read. This, I don't know what's going to happen with the tax cuts and the deficit. The deficit doesn't matter unless it's a Democrat in charge. This is what's going to happen. We can just fast forward. We know if you're over 40, you know what's going to happen. This tax cut, no money's going to trickle down. The banks are going to get screwed. We're going to bail out the banks. We're going to bail out the economy. There'll be another, a Democrat will be elected to office, clean up everything. And then everyone will be like, wow, things are great. We need a Republican and we'll do it again. Right. Just dirty, rinse, repeat. It's what we do. We're America. I love you. Thank you for listening. I'm sorry. I know I didn't cover everything in this podcast that happened this year. Look for the good. Be nice to somebody. Let's make America. Ooh, I almost said something that I don't want to say. Let's just make life better by being nice to each other. Thank you for listening. Thanks for laughing. What a year. The mooch. Remember the mooch? How did that happen? Oh, wait. Of course that happened. God bless. Take care. And go ahead and use those seven words. Just, I don't know, talk about science-based fetuses or something like that. Thank you.